Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. Need some inspiration as you navigate military life, moves, deployments, raising military kids, keeping your marriage together, career issues, and more? Get an encouraging, humorous outlook from a spouse who's been there for 30 years. Join host Jen McDonald, author of You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, who knows that we're stronger together. Jen also writes regularly for outlets such as Military Spouse Magazine and has been featured in numerous books and national publications. Grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and sit back and relax as Jen talks with military spouses, both new and experienced, who will give you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 33 of the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. I'm Jen, and this week we're talking all about love in honor of Valentine's Day. I had so much fun listening to and reading these great stories, and I'm going to admit I even got a little emotional at times, and I hope that you'll walk away after listening to this with your heart full too. There's nothing better than a good love story, is there? And it's fun to go back and remember the way we met the person we love most in the world. So let's dive into this special episode of Military Love Stories, How We Met. I put a call out on social media for your stories and I got so many amazing responses and I'm so excited to share them with you. I smiled, laughed at some of these stories, even got teary, and I think you will too. I am a big sap for emotional love stories, gotta admit. We'll hear from spouses who called in along with those who sent me notes or comments. So thank you to everybody who shared their story. Now, I talked about military marriage and tips in episode 21, tips for a healthy military marriage, but I thought I'd tell you real quick how I met my husband. So we met at church when I was about to go into my senior year of high school. I played the piano and did a lot of music at our church. And so one Sunday night, I had played for a special service. And I was standing there talking to a group of friends. There were a lot of young airmen in our church because I grew up near a military town. And so a lot of the like college age kids and singles and young airmen just kind of hung out together and did a lot of stuff. So I was standing there talking to a group, including guys. I think one of them was interested in me. And my not yet husband, I'd never met, walked up. It was his first duty station. And he just walked into that circle and stuck his hand out to me and said, "Hi, my name is Steve McDonald." And I was like trying to play it all cool because I thought, wow, he's cute. I was like, "Oh, okay, nice to meet you." And then I just turned back and went on talking to my friends, but was watching him. So we ended up in the same small group, like Bible study. And I didn't really get along with him at first, to be honest. We kind of, I don't know if we got on each other's nerves, both very stubborn people, as our kids will attest. And so I thought he was super cute, but nothing was happening. And then there was an outing from our church to go to this like amusement park in another city, and I had to work or something, so I couldn't go. And I thought, well, that's it. He's new. There's a lot of young women at our church. He's going to end up with somebody else. And I guess he thought about me all day too, because he called me that night and said, "I'm really sorry you couldn't go. Maybe we could get together." And that's how I knew he was actually interested in me. And fast forward to the end of my high school years. Yes, we were very young. And I decided to go to nursing school in the town we lived in rather than I had been planning to go to a college in Oklahoma. I ended up staying because I thought, well, let's see what happens. And we did get married young. We got married a couple years later when I was 19 and he was 22. I was a child bride. And the rest is history. Here we are. We will be married 32 years this summer. We went on to have four kids, lived all around the world. We have a grandbaby now. Three out of our four kids are married. And I love him to pieces, and I'm so thankful for him every single day. So happy Valentine's Day to my sweetie. So a lot of you, like me, met your spouse in high school.
My name is Linda Hagen, and I have been married for 31 years. My husband and I met when we were both juniors in high school. His dad was in the Navy, and he was stationed in the small town of Millington, Tennessee. I had grown up in Millington. My dad was also in the Navy, and he retired there. After 20 years in the Navy, we just settled down in Millington, Tennessee, and my husband and I met when we were juniors in high school. When we got married after college, we had no idea what we were getting into. We just wanted to be together, and we thought that the only way to be together was to just get married. So we got married and moved away from Tennessee. I was completely clueless about what being a USMC spouse would be like because I had lived at home for 21 years but never left that small town in Tennessee. Being a military spouse really taught me a lot about myself, really taught me that I'm a lot stronger than I ever gave myself credit for. And just being in a military marriage itself has taught me to just to keep laughing, always that sense of humor in the marriage, and just continue to have your spouse be your best friend, and just really learn how to roll with the flow. Overall, I've learned so much in this military life, and my husband always encouraged me just to know that I'm a lot stronger than I ever thought I was. So that is a tiny little story about how we met, and 31 years later, here we are, strong as ever. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
Here's Tammy's story. I dated one of his close friends through half of high school. After that breakup and several months of hanging out and truly becoming friends, my now husband took me to our senior prom. We dated through college at different schools. He graduated early, we married, and I finished. We have been married almost 29 years, almost 18 have been military. We laugh that we married young, had babies young, and did military later in life. From Cassie, we met on the high school football field. It was literary character day. We did not dress up. We thought we were too cool, but we were definitely not cool. Married 26 years now. Anna says, we met at summer camp. We dated throughout high school and first year of college. He left to join the Navy and we broke up. Then he got married to someone else for 7 years. We reconnected after his divorce and have been married for almost 3 years. From Rebecca. We met at Ramstein High School. Army and Air Force brats stationed there with our parents. He has been my best friend ever since. He asked me out 2 weeks before high school graduation. We dated long distance for 2 years through college before he transferred schools to mine. He graduated, commissioned, and we got married all in the same month. 5 years and a daughter later, here we are. From Leslie. We met in high school. We were friends for months before we started dating. Shelby's story. We had a mutual friend in high school that I was interested in. My husband thought he would be the good friend and help set us up. But as we spent more time together, we realized we were a good pair too. Destiny. We were dance partners in high school, then we were best friends for a year. After that, he went off to basic. After he graduated AIT, he came home for leave and asked me out, and the rest is history. From Victoria. My husband and I met at our church youth group. We were getting on a bus to head to Moore, Oklahoma to help with disaster relief after that massive tornado hit in 2013. He saw me on that bus and he swears up and down he knew that day he was going to marry me. Now how did he introduce himself, you may ask? By throwing animal crackers at me from across the aisle. We became friends that weekend, but I always wrote him off as nothing more than a friend. He tried everything under the sun to make me jealous, but it never worked because I had no idea he liked me in the first place. Fast forward a few years later when I was a junior in college and I got an Instagram DM from him. He asked how I was doing and we started talking every day and rekindling our friendship again. A few weeks later, he asked me if I wanted to go on a date with him while I was home on break. But then he got so nervous, he almost immediately backed out and said, never mind. At that point, I gave him my cell phone number and told him that I would love to go out with him, but he would need to call me and officially ask me out on a date. He called. We've been married for almost 2 years now, and I wouldn't change our story for anything. I think it's hilarious, and my tough army man gets so flustered every time I talk about how he slid into my DMs and almost backed out on the best decision he's ever made. Amity says, My dad served for 21 years and his retirement didn't go as planned. So after much turmoil, we ended up living with my grandparents in my freshman year of high school. We went to their church that first Sunday, and my future husband was one of the dozen high schoolers in the youth group that enfolded me at a time that I was very broken. We became friends quickly, and my senior year we started dating. He was my first and only kiss, the only man I've dated. He joined the military the summer after graduation, and we were married 10 months later. We've been married 23 years now and have 10 kids. It's been quite the life. From Laura. We met in 10th grade. My first day, the English teacher introduced me to a group of kids in the lunchroom and he was one of the five. It wasn't love at first sight. Honestly, I couldn't stand him. It took some time for us to become friends and eventually I had stronger feelings than that. I told him I liked him during Christmas break of our junior year and he said he liked me as a friend. I was sad, but we remained friends. We spent all of our junior prom together, even though it wasn't a date, and he didn't dance with anybody else that night. And I ended up moving away that summer. He told me that it was nice getting to know me, but that we wouldn't see each other again. I got his address and started writing him to show him we could still be friends, even though we lived 6 hours away from each other. He invited me back for senior prom as his date, and 3 days later called and asked me to be his girlfriend. We were married 3 years later and have been married almost 9 years now. Sometimes love needs a little help. Chitambria, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Chitambria says, we met in the 9th grade. I was new to the area and had just started, quote, talking to a guy, and he wanted to introduce me to his friend, Roy. We became friends, and by junior year, best friends. It wasn't until Christmas, a year after graduating high school, that he told me he wanted to be more than friends as he gave me a very special Christmas gift. So we started dating, then I signed up to join the Army and told him he should sign up too. But he ended up leaving before me. I left and got hurt during training and had knee surgery. Then, as I was recovering in the hospital, he proposed over the phone. A few weeks later, I went home for Christmas break and we went to a courthouse and got married on Christmas Eve. We just celebrated 16 years and have 4 children. Some of you met even younger. Here's another story from Deidre. We met in 1st grade and were fast friends. I moved 20 minutes away in 5th grade and would run into him randomly over the years. When I was 22, I had just broken up with my boyfriend of 2 years and we happened to find each other on Facebook. He was in California at the time, so we would just chat online and it got to where we were talking every single night for hours, renting the same Netflix movies so we could watch together. He eventually came home on holiday leave and we saw each other for the first time in years at the airport. We took a road trip the next day to spend Thanksgiving with his extended family, and we've talked about how we both knew after that trip that we'd get married. So it's really fun to look back on our childhood photos together and see where we are right now. Mortgage, kids, cars, travels, retirement accounts. Christina's story. I've known my husband since I was 13 years old. He was on the high school wrestling team, and my mom was the chaperone for the female on the team. So we traveled to tournaments with them. I always had a crush on him. He had one on me too, but I never knew that. But we never dated. Fast forward to 2009, and I decided to find him on Facebook just to say hi. He will say that the second he got my message, he knew he was going to marry me. He was deployed at the time, and I was in the Army, so we just emailed back and forth. He came home from deployment in March 2010, and we started dating. By that November, we were married, and we will celebrate 10 years married this year. Here's Ashley's story. I met my husband in 4th grade. He was in the 3rd. Ooh, cradle robber. All I remember was how big his ears were. We started dating when we were 15 and 16. We took a break for maybe 2 months, and we've been together ever since. He realized what a catch I was. Also, he grew into his ears. It makes me so proud to say we've been together for 21 years, married 16, to our high school sweethearts, and we can't wait till we spend all our days together, and we're only 35 and 36. 21 years, and I still get butterflies knowing he's on the way home from work. We've never been able to afford adventures, So I'm so glad we find fun in each other, plus the kids. They're the best. Four daddy's girls, and they get just as excited as me when he gets home. Some of you had very unique introductions, so we'll share a few of those.
Hi, my name is Danielle Keach, and I've been married to my Marine for almost 8 years now. And we met back in college. We took a patriotic travel trip with some World War II veterans and went back to Hawaii for the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, and went on to Japan and kind of just fostered a relationship from there. We met, dated, and got married actually pretty quickly, within about a year and a half. So a little bit crazy to some, and to others that seems to be pretty normal for the military lifestyle. If I had any advice or tip to share with anyone, not that I'm one to give marriage advice, but something that I've learned to be helpful that I think others would as well, is just to remember to keep God at the center of your relationship. I know that's kind of a hard thing, and it's easy to brush off because there aren't really any action steps to take with that. But what I've learned more recently is that if we don't keep God at the center, if we don't rely on Him for our strength, our confidence, our comfort, our peace, we tend to put those expectations and make our spouse the source of those things for us. And honestly, that just isn't healthy, because no one can be that for another person all the time. So I think if we rely on God and put Him in the center of our relationship, we're able to have realistic expectations for our spouse. We're able to respect them and grow mutually and treat each other like a teammate. And I think that that's loving and helpful.
Morgan's story. We met in the most odd way. While my spouse was in paramedic training, he had a good conversation with one of his patient's daughters. Through about 5 minutes of conversation while taking vitals, she could tell he was a good guy and blatantly asked if he was single, to which he hesitantly responded, yes. Little did he know, this lady was my boss and she was playing Cupid. After remembering his name, she was able to get into contact with him and emailed back and forth for a few weeks. He and I later agreed to meet on a blind date at church. We told each other what we were wearing and were able to spot each other amongst the crowd. It was almost like love at first sight. We've been inseparable since. That's adorable. Katie's story. I was teaching first grade and adopted my now husband as a pen pal for my class while he was deployed. We wrote all year, and then he came to visit my class when he redeployed. We fell in love and got married shortly after. That's the short version. From Sherry. I met my husband when I worked in my parents' coffee shop, Taming of the Brew, after I returned home from my YWAM discipleship training school. I served him lunch, and the rest is history. 20 plus years of history, to be exact. From Randy. I was coaching my brother's Special Olympics softball game, and unbeknownst to me was the man I'd marry in the stands, chatting with my mom. They talked the entire game. He had the cutest dog that I couldn't stop looking at, and when he asked me out, I couldn't help but say yes, because that cute dog jumped up and gave me a hug. From Emerson. My husband and I both worked at the tutoring center in our college. One day, he was complaining about being tired. He was 22 and single with no kids. I jumped into his conversation, letting him know that I was a single mom, worked two jobs, one full-time, took five classes, and had a 45-minute commute one way. He took interest after that, even though I was already in a long-distance relationship with a Navy officer. We eventually got to know each other over that semester, as I ended up tutoring him in math. Closer to the holidays, I stopped the long-distance relationship, and he asked me out the next day. 13 days later, he proposed, and we got married a month and a half after that. Almost a year later, he decided that he wanted to join the Army. So we waited until his adoption of my daughter went through and our son was born, and here we are. Some of you were set up by others. From Susan. My girlfriend had married an Air Force pilot, and they were over in Germany, overlapping with my now husband as he guest preached at Faith Baptist Church. They approached him, a widower, and said that they wanted to introduce him to someone back in Atlanta when he was ready. I was introduced with a picture of me and my dog, and we began long-distance dating over the pond with daily and multiple phone calls along with a few visits back and forth, with the first one, week-long, being the longest blind date ever. We got married 7 months later, and I went to live in Germany knowing he was about to be deployed 2 months later. He prepped me well for it, however. Lizanne says, we met when we were both 18. I was a lifeguard at a small community pool, and his family had just moved in. His mom noticed a Christian bumper sticker on my car and suggested he should meet me. At first, he was like, nah. But then I walked out of the pool house in my uniform, a bathing suit, and he decided I might be worth his time. We dated for 7 years and have been married for almost 13. Sometimes your friends don't set you up, but are still the reason you find each other. We'll call it mutual friends. Elise says, my friend from back home, who was interested in more than a friendship, was stationed with him at their first duty station. And during our telephone conversations, he was always around, so he'd occasionally get on the phone to chat too. He was hilarious, and we got along really well, so we exchanged numbers and continued to call back and forth. They then set out on their first deployment, and I flew out to Boston to start work as a nanny, and we continued our telephone email friendship throughout that time. They came back, and I made the slightly insane decision to fly out there to visit my friend and meet my now husband. He and I hit it off immediately, and much to my friend's dismay, decided we were interested in more than casual friendship. That was 15 years ago, and we are still going strong. Married almost 12 years with two of the most amazing kiddos ever. The friend is no longer in the picture. He was supportive of us up until the wedding that he stood in, and then he went off on me about how horrible I am, and then we never heard from him again. Some of you met at church, like I did. Inez says, we met at church at our young adult group. He tried talking to me one day as I volunteered, and I was so shy and awkward, I hardly responded, and he definitely felt the awkwardness. So some time went by, and he'd always wave to me from afar or say hi on his way by. I never thought too much of it until one day I decided to talk to him the next time I saw him. But then I didn't see him for the next few weeks, of course. Finally, he was at church again, and I eagerly wanted to talk to him, but he kept walking in towards the auditorium. Then after the service, he came up to me and just asked me on a date, and I said yes. I came to find out then that he had been gone those prior weeks because he was in the Air Force and was gone on TDYs. From Alyssa, I was leading a small group of mainly young and single military members. One member was talking about finding a husband in the group when our friends said they knew someone who was a Christian and single. After describing him, the group decided he actually fit better with me. They brought him to church with them to meet me. He was nice enough, but I was a bit annoyed that we couldn't have gotten coffee or something, as I was serving as a pastor at that church and didn't have a lot of time to talk. We did get to talk for a bit. He never asked me for a phone number, and then he was sent on a TDY and soon another one, etc. Life went on for 2 years. He started coming to our church more often, and we would talk for a bit. I went back to our friends who originally set us up and asked what his deal was. She took about 5 minutes to talk with him and set up a game night since he was deploying in 2 weeks. As he left for his deployment, we knew this was going somewhere. 5 weeks in, he found out he would be stationed overseas. 6 months in, we were engaged. 6.5 months in, and we moved my stuff over to his house so it could be sent with him, and he moved. 13 months in, he came back to the States. We got married, and I moved halfway across the world as a brand new military spouse. Sometimes you find love in other places.
Hey, my name's Tara House. I've been married 25 years this June. My husband tells people that we met at Walmart, where I was a cashier, where he would come through and buy gum for me. He'd drive about 15 to 20 minutes from post. But we actually met at a club in Mexico, a dance club, where I would see him dancing, and he was like an amazing dancer. And what was even more attractive is he was never drinking. He always had a Sprite. That's all he would drink. So we would meet up there. He would somehow our friends would get their numbers or whatever, and we would all meet up and dance. And so that went on for almost a year from when we finally started dating. And so the way that happened is he would come to Walmart and buy his light blue extra gum. So that's a lot of gum to buy over that many months. But that's how we started dating. And this summer is 25 years. So I don't know what the secret to that success is. But military life, actually, I really feel like sealed the deal for us, because as soon as we were married, it burned about 8 months, and we went overseas. This is before the internet. This is when we had to like pay over like long distance phone calls, and it was just him and I, and I couldn't go home. We were young, you know what I mean? I told my mom one time I was moving home, and she said, "Is he cheating on you or abusing you in some way?" And I said, "No." She's like, "Well, then you better look around, because you are home." So just having to depend on each other and not having a lot of familial input probably really helped us. And we just have still a lot of fun. And we also still have dance parties. Still a great dancer. Some advice I would probably give is to not allow outside forces without good marriages to speak into your marriage. So if you have friends whose marriages are garbage or that speak sadly, talk badly about their husbands or spouses on the regular, that is not a person that you want giving your advice about marriage. If you have issues in your marriage, you need to go to people with longevity in their marriages. Also, people who are working on their marriage and not just, you know, talking crap all the time about their spouse. My advice would be to surround yourself with other couples that support your marriage and want the best for it, that they'll pray for you, and just encourage you guys to do what it takes to make your marriage work. And that's what I would say. Happy Valentine's Day.
From Renee, "I don't have a romantic meeting story since we met at a bar, but his proposal was amazing. And he surprised me with the help of my second grade students when I taught elementary school." From Angela, "I was bartending and he was a regular. I had evaded him for 2 years straight. I don't date customers. And then I finally called him and said, what the hey? It'll be 9 years in September."
Hi, my name is Sharon Grant. My husband Dave and I met on an airplane going from Paducah, Kentucky to Carbondale, Illinois, where Southern Illinois University was located. We were the only two people on the plane, and when we did talk to each other, we were yelling because it was so loud and so noisy. When we landed, he needed a ride back to campus, and I got home and I saw that he had left his book in my car, and there was his name and number, so I gave him a call. We met at a restaurant to return the book. Pretty much, he only had 2 weeks till he graduated, and that was really the only time that we were together in the same town until we married a year and a half later. We immediately went to Camp Lejeune, Norfolk, Northern Virginia, Camp Pendleton. And kind of the nice thing about that is we had a child in each of those locations. So when we had orders to Germany, you know, we kind of talked about it. I said, hey, you know, why don't we just travel and maybe not have a child in Germany? We did do a lot of traveling, and that was probably one of our favorite places, duty stations in Stuttgart, Germany. But after 3 years, we had orders back to Northern Virginia, and I came back to purchase a house, and Dave couldn't go, he had to work, but I came back and bought a house. And you know, really that house hunting trip is when we recognized the need to connect military families moving from one location to another location and how helpful that would be. That's how we created and why we created Military by Owner. So I can happily say that, you know, on this Valentine's Day, that after 35 years of marriage and 4 children, We are still best friends and we are business partners. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Some of you met through online dating.
Hi, my name is Lana and I am a retired enlisted spouse. Me and my spouse, Maurice, have been married for about 15 years, going on 16 this year. We met when I decided to uproot my life from Montana. I was working with probation and parole officers, providing intensive supervision of juvenile delinquents, to become a nanny down in San Antonio, Texas. And while I was there, I didn't know anybody, so I went online and joined a dating website, which back in the day was like really taboo, right? We didn't have apps or anything back then. So, you know, because you'd hear all these horror stories about people joining, meeting online, and then somebody was dead, right? So, of course, that's what I do, right? So I joined an online dating website. I saw his profile, thought it was cute, sent him a message. He responded, and we ended up chatting for a day. Well, we weren't chatting because I don't even think the chat function was available then. We ended up conversating on the phone for about a day, and then we decided to meet at the Fazoli's that was near us. Fortunately, he was also stationed on the same base where I was working as a nanny, so that was very convenient. We met at Fazoli's, and he brought his magic cards. I don't know if any of you know what Magic the Gathering is, but it's a game he still plays to this day. So, met at Fazoli's. I was incredibly nervous, and he is very personable, very warm, very passionate. So he's like, "Hey, nice to meet you." And we sat down, and I didn't say much because I'm normally not a huge talker. He broke out his magic cards, which, I mean, I really, at that point, I was like, I really like this guy. And the reason I say that is because with all the other guys that I had dated, not like there were tons, like maybe two, all these other guys, it just seems like men were always focused on impressing me or trying to be like the manly man. And he was just who he was. That man showed up with his magic cards and he broke them out and he explained the game to me. We had a great conversation. And from that point, he said, "Well, do you want to go do something?" I said, "Well, I kind of like to go to the bookstore. I mean, how exciting am I?" And there was a Borders, which is now bankrupt. Borders, and I think Fazoli's is too. A Borders, which is now bankrupt, that was beside Fazoli's. And he's like, "Yeah, let's go check out the bookstore." So we spent the rest of our date looking at books. And yeah, I mean, that's how we met. And it was refreshing because he was just so comfortable with who he was. I wasn't necessarily comfortable with who I was, but he was, and I just knew at that point I really liked him, which bothered me because, you know, you have to get to know somebody, and why do I like him so much already? So that's how we met, dated for a couple years, and then we got married and moved to Germany. And now, like, one of the other questions that Jen had asked was a piece of advice for people who have been married for a minute. I don't know if I've been married long enough to have advice, but I do remember some advice I received when I was first married. So I was listening to the radio. It was in Germany. It was this English, they were doing an interview, and it was in English. And one of the ladies on there who was 90 plus years old, and they were talking about relationships. And this woman who was 90 had been happily married for 70 years. So she got married when she was 20, or a little younger than 20. And the interviewer asked her, what is your best piece of advice to be married, you know, because you're happily married for so long? And her response was, always be polite to your sweetie. And that really, it sounds so simple and even ridiculous, but it really hit me because we spend so much time being kind or like being polite to strangers, to our friends, which we should be, and to people around us, that we almost take our spouse for granted and we don't extend that same politeness towards them. And I tell you what, that really changed my interaction with my spouse, because whenever he calls or when he does stuff for me, I always remember to use my manners with him. And it definitely sets the tone of our conversation if I am like, if I am excited to hear from him. And I'm not even pretend excited, but if a friend calls, you're like, hey, well, I still try to do that with him. And I really feel like that has changed our conversations in a lot of ways. And I think he looks forward to calling me still, because I do want to hear from him. And I do want to hear what he has to say. And I think what he has to say is important, even if nobody else in the world does. His thoughts and him reaching out to me is very important. So that was probably the best piece of advice. And I think I would have to say I've remembered it for 15 years, so it really impacted me. So just always be polite to your sweetie.
From Crystal. We met through a Christian online dating site. I was working in child welfare at the time, so I ran a background check and research to be sure he was who he said he was before I gave him any identifying information about me. Smart lady. It just seemed too good to be true that he was an army chaplain, but he checked out as legit, and the rest is history. My husband is truly a godsend to me. I call him my Boaz, but that's a story for another day. Aaron says, we met in an online dating site, OkCupid.com, and we were married just under 4 months later. We just celebrated 7 years of knowing each other.
Hi there, my name is Wendy from Strength for Spouses, and I have been married for 4 years and with my spouse for 6 years. We met on an online dating website, and we talked for a few weeks, and then we randomly picked a date, or I did, to meet with him. I didn't know if he was going to be a weirdo or anything, so I just kind of sprung a meeting on him so he wouldn't have time to plan anything crazy if he was not a legit good person. So we met, and after that day that we met, it was really love at first laugh is what I like to say, because he always makes me laugh, and he still does. So after that, we dated every weekend, and here we are. Married 4 years later, together 6. And our best military marriage advice for others is to laugh often. Find the funny in this life. And laughter really helps you get through some of those really tough moments. And that's something my husband has always been really good at, is finding the positive and the funny in almost every situation. Also to communicate, which you hear that one a lot, but it's so important in military life to communicate with each other. And, you know, work through things when you need to discuss something instead of holding them in, because you just never know when the next time your spouse is going to be deployed or TDY or anything like that. So you need to have those things worked out and move forward away from them. Anyway, that is my best marriage advice. I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy Valentine's Day, and bless you, and may love continue to flourish in your military marriage.
And then some of you met in the military. From Dasha. We were both active duty Marines on a CG's rifle drill team. We had a mutual friend, and I had to keep asking, how do you pronounce that guy's name again? He eventually asked me to make a Taco Bell run with him one night. I accidentally dropped my large soda on his floorboard. He cheerfully laughed it off, handed me his to hold, and went back in to get me a new one. When he came back, I'd accidentally dropped his soda on the floor, and he thought I had done it on purpose. He proceeded to hand me my new soda, glared, and declared, if you drop this one, you're walking home. But we got married 4 years later and celebrate 32 years together this year. From Ruth. He knew my sister, I knew his sister, but we never met. We were both serving in the Army and stationed at the same place. We met and hung out with mutual friends, and then eventually started seeing each other, minus the friends. We dated for a year, and while window shopping at the mall, we sat down at the center court. He pointed out our reflection at a shop's window and said, "I'd like to have this image with you for the rest of our lives. Would you marry me?" I said yes, that I desired for a year of engagement so we could pray and prepare. We eventually married where we are both from, Guam, amongst our friends and family, discovering that we had known more of each other's friends and families than we realized. Ah, what a great memory. From Michael, we met at a single soldier's retreat with the chaplain while we were both in the Army. And then sometimes it seems inevitable that you'll meet.
The military, especially for us military brats, has a funny way of bringing people together, taking them away, and bringing them back together again, and in a whole new place. So my husband, Matthew, and his family lived in California, the same place where some of my greatest childhood friends got stationed. Matthew and his family just so happened to become really close to these friends as well. One summer in the middle of a PCS to Germany, our family decided to stop and hang out with our old friends before we reached our next destination. But this isn't where I met my husband. Fast forward like 3 to 4 years, in my last year of high school, Matthew's family also gets stationed at, you guessed it, Ramstein, Germany. Now Matthew and I had quite a few friends there, but this still isn't where I met him. Fast forward a couple more years, and Matthew and I have gone off to college, myself in Indiana and he in Texas. My parents became stationed at Hickam Air Force Base in Hawaii in that time, and guess who else's parents got stationed to Hawaii? This time, mine and Matthew's little sisters finally crossed paths, and they just so happened to be in Irish dance, of all things, and are in the same class. Eventually, these two girls became best friends, and when I'm in Hawaii to visit for a summer, they have a grand idea to introduce Matthew and I, and my mother-in-law proudly showed me his senior photos. I thought he was good-looking, but didn't think anything of it. Matthew arrived in Hawaii to visit soon after, and we finally ended up meeting at one of our sister's dance performances. That night at home, my sister asked me what I thought of him, and I told her right there I was gonna marry him one day. Long story short, Matthew and I went our separate ways after our visit, and we kind of kept in touch, but unfortunately his family got stationed in DC, and we wouldn't be able to meet up again when summer rolled around. Not in Hawaii anyway. I don't know how, but that year Matthew and I got into a deal when both of our basketball teams were playing that year, and loser would have to buy Yankee tickets at the Yankee Stadium in New York. Of course I lost, let's be honest, I was a Pacers fan, and I'll be darned if I wasn't going to follow through with our deal. A couple months later, I bought the tickets, got a rental car, and drove my butt all the way from Indiana to Maryland and picked him up for our trip. I still knew I was going to marry this guy, but I didn't know how our relationship would work living so far away. But guess who gets orders back to Hawaii? That's right, Matthew's family were heading back to Hickam, which is crazy because they were never stationed in the same place twice during their over 2-decade-long military career at the time. So that was it. I registered for online classes and moved to Hawaii. Then Matthew enrolled in a campus there. We got engaged, he joined the Air Force, and here we are 6 years later with our own little military brat.
So full disclosure, that last one was from my wonderful daughter-in-law, and yes, I was the proud mom showing off her son's photo, and I'm so glad they met.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I have been married to my husband, Kevin, for about 7 years this past January. We met in high school, and we were really good friends for about 3 years. We never dated. Timing was just never right either. I was dating someone else, or he was dating someone else. And finally, I realized how much I really liked him, so I wrote him a letter when I was away on vacation telling him how I felt, and he wrote back saying that he loved me too, and we have been together 13 years now. A funny thing is our grandmothers grew up as neighbors, and my grandmother used to babysit his, so we kind of feel like we were meant to bring the families together again, and it's really cute that to see our grandmothers together. My best piece of marriage advice is when you have an argument, no one should ever try to win. You need to find just that common ground and have that respect for each other. And also, always have fun with one another. Don't take everything so seriously and just make each other laugh. That's the best thing you can do. Just keep each other happy. All right. Thank you, guys.
How much do you love the story of the grandmothers knowing each other when they were young? From Elaine Bry. In the summer of 1977, I was an Air Force ROTC cadet at field training at McConnell Air Force Base. We were headed to Vance Air Force Base to have a ride in a T-37 trainer, and I was a little nervous, but not as nervous as the folks who were going to fly us. You see, it was the first year that women were in pilot training, and they were just not used to having women in the cockpit yet. After doing ejection seat training and other safety briefs, I found myself strapped in and ready to take off. That is, until smoke filled the cockpit and we had to do an emergency evacuation. Now everyone was really anxious. They quickly found another pilot and aircraft to take me up. I had a marvelous time. My ability to pull G's impressed him, and when we landed, he asked where I was from. Arizona, I said, to which he replied, "My best friend lives out there and is a sailplane pilot, and here's his phone number. Ask him to give you a ride." When I saw the name, I laughed out loud. My neighbor had been trying to set me up with him on a blind date for more than a year. When I got back, I did finally call the handsome Air Force pilot, and 20 months later, we were married. It's been almost 41 years now, and we marvel at where our life has taken us. My advice is hang on tight. Tough times will come. Be tougher. It's worth it.
Hi, my name is Lisa Lloyd. I live in Virginia, and I have been married for 30 years. I first met my husband in 1985 when he was a cadet on the Coast Guard Bark Eagle, which is the tall ship the cadets train on. I was invited to a social event at the Port of Mobile for the Tennessee Tom Bigby Waterway opening. The Eagle was pulled in to join in as part of the celebration and festivities. I met my husband that evening. We chatted and made small talk, but then, as any social event, you go from person to person, and that was the end of that, and I never saw him again. Well, fast forward to 1988. It's December, and my cousin, who was stationed on the Coast Guard cutter Salvia, invited me to go to the Christmas party with he and his wife, which was being held in the wardroom on the USS Battleship Alabama. The Battleship Alabama held fond memories because that was a place where you always went on field trips or big social events in high school. And so I was more than eager to accept this invitation to go kind of get a behind-the-scenes tour without a bunch of extra people being there other than the people on his ship. So we get there, and guess who is now a Coast Guard Academy graduate and also stationed on the same boat as my cousin. Yes, my now husband, Anthony. We reconnected that evening and just started talking and reminiscing about what had happened in the last few years with each other. And as they say, the rest is history. We started pretty much dating right away and enjoying each other and getting to know each other better through the time that we had. And then December of 1989, I married the love of my life, my battle buddy, and my soulmate. And yes, it was some, and by some standards, people would say, wow, that's a really quick turnaround. But I knew it was meant to be because going back to September of 1988, right before I met my husband to be, my uncle was home on a furlough. He's a missionary in Kenya. And he had shared with me that he had been praying for me. And he mentioned that he doesn't pray for me every day. He said that's not how, God always leads. And he said, but the Lord had been placing me on his heart and that I was going to meet the man I would marry before the end of that year, 1988. Well, I surely did meet my husband in December of 1988, and we were married the next year in December of 1989. So I can't say that it was not a God-ordained thing. And as far as a military life, it was probably the best thing that ever happened. When the 30 years came to an end of our service to this country, it was a tough transition, knowing that we weren't going to be moving and going new places and meeting all kinds of new people and the adventure and excitement that came along with it. I think key for us was communication, always talking things out, planning together, making sure the children were cared for and set up, whether it was schools, doctors, activities, just to know we were on the same page together and had the same goals and same mindset. That was huge for us. Thank you so much for your time.
So that's it. I hope listening to all of these amazing love stories has inspired you like it did me. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. And whether or not you're with your sweetie on this Valentine's Day, I hope you have a wonderful day and a great week.
Connect with Jen at jenmcdonald.net or on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also purchase her book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and other booksellers. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. Until next time, have a great week.